Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
The Bible teaches us that apart from a relationship with Jesus Christ, no one can enter into the kingdom of heaven. And we are further told that this relationship is the result of a spiritual birth from above, that by the grace of God, through faith in Christ, because of his death on the cross for us, where he paid for our sin, on that basis alone, we can have a relationship with him. And so we can enter into the glory of heaven. And in Psalm 15, the psalmist makes it clear that this kind of relationship, this kind of faith, will result in a lifestyle that is consistent with that faith. So, what are some of the characteristics of those who belong to the Lord? Since many people claim to have a relationship with Him based on many things. Well, beginning in verse 1, Psalm 15, the psalmist gives us some of the qualities of those who are at home in the household of God, of those who are blemished, who are flawed, but yet who are unblemished in Christ because of him. So the psalmist says, O Lord God, you who are in the glory of heaven. Question that is on my mind. Question that is troubling me is the same question that many people have asked over the years. The same question that many still ask today. And the question is this. We wander in the wilderness of this world. We're afflicted on every side, in every way. We rise and we fall. We rise again. Still, there is no place of rest for us in this world. Even as we seek a place of rest, we seek the city of God. So, Lord, who may abide in your tent? Who may find rest and peace in your presence? Who may dwell on your holy hill? Who's met the requirements of a holy God and may live in the glory of heaven with you forever? The place where angels who are sinless, cover their eyes and do not even dare to look upon your glory. It's a good question, isn't it? And the question is answered. In fact, all of these questions are answered as we come to verse 2, where the psalmist says, here's the answer. He who walks with integrity. Tamim in Hebrew. He or she who continues in a blameless way on the path of life, walking in moral soundness. The one who is balanced in his thinking. The one who is committed to integrity, committed to the truth of the Word of God. For without integrity, we are just walking in hypocrisy. And without Christ, we cannot hope to walk in a way that pleases the Lord. For without me, Jesus said in John chapter 15, you can do nothing. But if we do not even have the desire to do what is right, then how can we claim to belong to the Lord? But our desire to please him is not enough. Our desire must result in action. We must seek to put the truth into practice in our lives with a backbone of uprightness, with works of righteousness. We are to seek to speak the truth. But first, we must speak that truth to ourselves, in our heart, in our mind, being careful to maintain a clear conscience before the Lord, asking him to help us, to purge us of our lies and of our self-deception, making our heart a refuge, a sanctuary for the truth of his word. And then we're told in verse 3, we can speak. And so we are not to slander with our tongue. Ragav in Hebrew. We're not to go about whispering malicious lies. Lies that can bite more effectively than our teeth. Lies that stab other people in the back. And we have further insight into this in 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 13, where it says that out of the wicked comes forth wickedness. A heart that is full of evil will have a tongue that is full of the fire of hell. But those who seek to honor the Lord will seek to do no evil, it says, re'ah in Hebrew, no wickedness to their neighbor, to any person, a friend or an enemy. But instead, we will seek to be a blessing to others, to encourage them, to instruct them, and if necessary, to correct them at times. Nor will we take up a reproach against our friend, herpa in Hebrew. We are to ignore the gossip about them, the rumors. We're not to listen to that idle talk and to receive it as if it is the truth. We are not to call good evil and evil good, but instead, as it says in Romans chapter 13, we are to give honor to those to whom honor is due. We're to see things clearly. And with our eyes wide open, we are warned in verse 4 that a reprobate, ma'as, a vile person, one who despises and who rejects the things of the Lord, is to be despised by us. Bazah in Hebrew. We are to show discernment and to reject those who reject our Savior. And though many people attempt to blur the lines between good and evil, Between the truth and a lie, those lines have been drawn very clearly in Scripture. So, we're told in verse 4 that we are to honor and to show respect for those who fear the Lord our God, those who do despise sin and the ungodliness of this world, those who are truly in the household of faith. We are to be men and women of honor, men and women of courage. So we are to swear, it says, shaveh in Hebrew. We are to promise to give our word. We are to commit ourselves to the truth and to those who speak the truth, even if it is not to our advantage, it says. Even if it's not convenient. Even if it is to our own hurt and to our own disadvantage. We're to be men and women of integrity who, in Christ, are unblemished by the thinking of this world. And we're not to change our mind, it says, about these things, despite the affliction, despite persecution against us. And especially in regard to those in the household of faith, we are not to put out our money at interest to them. They're already in a tough situation. So we're not to grind those who are in need into the dust and take advantage of them. Not to take advantage of people. Nor are we to lie, it says in verse 5, and to take a bribe against the innocent. We are to prove that the words that say that everyone has his price is not true of us. And so the psalmist concludes this psalm. And he says, those who belong to the Lord, those who are in Christ, the one who does these things will never be shaken. Mot in Hebrew. We will not stagger and slip and fall into sin, never to rise again. But instead, in the end, we will come forth and shine like gold. No storm in this life will tear us away from our foundation. For though we are blemished by sin, we will emerge unblemished in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.